Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota farmers are caught in the middle of the U.S. trade war with China. State Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says China is our largest soybean export market, but is not buying from us this fall due to tariffs.
We have a lot of soybeans. We're going to have a big harvest. We need somewhere for them to go, you know, and we've worked years to build relationships and build those markets. So it's kind of frustrating to not have the market that's been there for us. And, you know, China's a big bucket.
Peterson says it was extra hard to see China make a major soybean purchase from Argentina last week and order zero U.S. soybeans. State Representative X.P. Lee of Brooklyn Park is officially the newest member of the Minnesota House. Lee took the oath of office Friday in the House chamber, surrounded by family and friends. The former Brooklyn Park City Councilman won the special election in House District 34B to fill the seat of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. The Minnesota House is again tied with 67 Democrats and 67 Republicans. Tensions are rising between the GOP and DFL when it comes to calling a special session on gun violence. As those meetings continue behind closed doors, DFL Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato is hoping the atmosphere stays calm on issues facing lawmakers.
Most Minnesotans want us to show up, do our jobs, get it finished, and go home without a lot of yelling and screaming. After all, you wouldn't want to work for a company where one half of the company's employees were cheering against the other half. So I don't know why we should expect any different from our state legislators.
Still no word from Governor Walz on when a special session might be called. And authorities in southwest Minnesota continue to investigate a deadly fire truck crash after the Lakeview High School homecoming. The Yellow Medicine County Sheriff's Office says 43-year-old Stephen Remiger of Wood Lake was killed when the truck flipped on its side. The Minnesota Lynx season is over following an 86-81 loss in Game 4 of the WNBA semifinals last night in Phoenix. Caleb McBride scored a playoff career-high 31 points as Minnesota fell to the Mercury 3-1.
You know, I think Phoenix played a hell of a game, hell of a series. They did what they had to do. It's tough, but I wouldn't trade that locker room for anything. I would feel like this 100 times over to be with the people that I've been with, so that's why it's painful, because you just want it to keep going.
The Lynx had a 13-point lead after three quarters, but were outscored 31-13 in the fourth. All-star forward Nafisia Collier sat out with an ankle injury. And the Minnesota Vikings fall to 2-2 with a 24-21 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday in Ireland. The Vikings trailed 24-6 in the fourth quarter before rallying for 15 points, but their comeback fell short. The Purple play the Browns this Sunday in England. This is MNN.